Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Not sure if you looked up this morning, Alan, as you were riding in and to see the Perseid meteor shower. Apparently, it could see something like 6 to 20 an hour. And I saw nothing.
I saw nothing either. You know, they keep telling me to look up. I'm looking up. Look, it's a distraction. They tell you not to get distracted while you're driving. I was talking to somebody on my hands-free phone, actually you, and you said, look up. I looked up. There was nothing there.
For those that looked up for more than 30 seconds, unlike us, perhaps you saw something. Certainly could send us a picture on our Facebook page for WAMC. Well, Alan, there is a lot to talk about. You ready to go?
Sure.
Body cameras. You noticed something in the paper today.
The TU is carrying a story about body camera due for police, Saratoga County Sheriff's deputies to get equipment. Good stuff. Let me put it this way, David. Look, the one thing that we are learning, that we've always known, anybody's ever had an encounter with a police officer knows that, you know, most are good and are professional and the rest. But there are some who are just arrogant, and it's by virtue of the power that they have. If there is one great equalizer that we're going to see here, is that officers have body cameras on them. So that if somebody gets stopped, they get harassed, driving while black, driving while a pretty woman, driving while any of that stuff, we're going to know it from the tapes. And I think it's a constant reminder to the people who are in law enforcement that they are an agent of the government, but they are not individuals who can bully. And we are going to see that this makes a difference.
Speaking of agents of the government and perhaps bullying, New York prisoners reporting beatings over two escapees, first reported the New York Times. Allen, inmates at the Denimora, New York facility who were housed near the two escaped killers, told of being abused by guards while a frantic search for the pair was underway in June.
Look, this is an awful story. It really is. Two guys escape. Shame on them. They got caught. They got shot. The people who stayed behind are the ones who get beaten up and punished. That's just wrong. And who does the beating up and the punishing? Well, according to these stories, a group of guards who decide that they're going to find out, perhaps because they were embarrassed, because they weren't doing their jobs, because stuff was going on. And an interesting part of the story that we read, and New York Times reporting this, is that the governor, while walking and doing his inspections, had an interchange with one of the prisoners and apparently said something about an awful lot of noise going on. In other words, it could be interpreted to mean, I don't believe you that you didn't know this was happening. Sure, punish the ones who stayed as opposed to the ones who went. Take their privileges away. Put them in solitary confinement. Take all of the things they've worked hard for in the prison and throw them out the window and send them to another prison. It just is appalling.
Iran, 36 retired generals yesterday and admirals sent an open letter supporting the Iran nuclear deal and urging Congress to do the same. Closer to home, Alan, in a rebuttal to New York U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, Secretary of State John Kerry said it was incorrect to assume a better deal could be reached with Iran.
Well, look, Chuck Schumer made a decision. We had a vox pop on it yesterday. You know, I don't agree with his decision. Nevertheless, I'm not willing to attribute motives to him other than to know that he looked at a very close situation and made a decision. Some lady calls up and she says, well, how come you're with Schumer? I say, what? You just heard me say that I don't agree with Schumer. Look, I happen to be opposed to Schumer on this. I think you take what you can get. It looks like there's a long negotiation here. Perhaps we could have done better, perhaps not, but this is what it is, and it's better than having nothing. And, you know, the United States is a very powerful country. If we think these guys are cheating, trust me on this, we have resources.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.